Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein, and this is the Song Travels Podcast. Each week on Song Travels, my guest and I share an hour of conversation and music. The Song Travels Podcast features some of my favorite moments from the interview. To listen to full episodes online, visit npr.org, and for more podcasts, subscribe at itunes.com/songtravels. Hi, I'm Michael Feinstein. My guest today is vocalist Hilary Gardner, a performer who evokes the great female vocalists of decades past. She made her debut on Broadway in Twyla Tharp's musical Come Fly Away, in which she was featured as a soloist and sang duets with Frank Sinatra. Hilary performs at venues throughout New York, including Birdland and Jazz at Kitano. She was Jeff Goldblum's guest vocalist opening night at the Cafe Carlyle, and in 2014 she released her debut solo album, The Great City, which is a love letter to New York. Hilary Gardner, welcome to Song Travels.
Thank you so much.
It's nice to speak to you about all of your work, and I'm particularly interested in this recording that you've done. Your new recording is one that pays tribute to New York in a way that is completely unique. Some of your choices, I don't think people would at first glance have connected with New York, but clearly you have done a great deal of preparation and research in compiling exactly what you wanted to say. First of all, the obvious question, what is it about New York that attracts you?
I have felt like a New Yorker my whole life, even though I didn't even visit New York until I was in my early 20s. And even as a kid, I grew up in rural Alaska, and the New York that I was first introduced to was via books that I read. So I would read A Tree Grows in Brooklyn, and there was a wonderful series called All of a Kind Family about a Jewish family on the Lower East Side that had all these daughters, and the eldest was musical. And so I was as a kid, I fell completely in love with the sense of possibility that exists in New York. Both of those books have a young female protagonist who kind of, you know, finds herself amidst this swirl of images and this array of different cultures, different languages, different foods, different music, and this possibility of growing into oneself, I think, is what really pulled me here.
New York is constantly reinventing itself.
Yes.
And with this recording, you have chosen songs from many, many different decades, many different points of view. And I'd like to get to some music and ask you to perform one of the songs live. The first track, which is the title track of the CD, is a song that I was very vaguely familiar with. Would you introduce it, please?
This is written by Curtis Reginald Lewis, and I first heard Shirley Horn perform it. Mm. Nancy Wilson does a marvelous version, but this one is from me. It features my friend and pianist, who is also on the album, Ehud Asheri. This is called The Great City.
If ever you're restless and you're feeling low, don't think that the city is the place to go. Well, I'll tell you one thing worth singing about. If you come in, be sure you can get back out. The great city's play, boys, they're always around to help build your hopes up and help drag you down. They'll leave you with nothing worth singing about. So now you're in and now you want back out.
The Great City, performed by Hilary Gardner with Ehud Asheri on piano. It's a wonderful song. I think that I read somewhere that you said that you first discovered this song listening to music on while you were riding the subway.
Yes, that's true.
How amazing.
That's true, yeah. It's another one of those sort of those meta New York moments.
And does the lyric of that song relate to you? I mean, your story?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's kind of a cautionary tale. And it speaks to sort of getting in a little bit over one's head. And I don't know anybody who hasn't done that in New York.
Right.
You know.
You performed on Broadway.
I did.
And is it so that right before that you were waiting tables?
Absolutely, yep.
So that really is the Horatio Alger or the, yeah. the dream story.
Yeah.
So the show was the Sinatra tribute show, choreographed by Twyla Tharp, Come Fly Away.
Yes.
So you had an experience of performing primarily with dancers, if not all dancers,
yep.
and an icon who was not there,
yes.
but you sang with him. You sang with Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
We'll talk about the chronology because it's fascinating.
Yeah. I was working at a restaurant in the Flatiron District, and a couple of years prior, I had done a reading of a new musical that I'm not an actor. I'm not a musical theater performer. You know, so that initial reading had happened at all was kind of a fluke. The person who wrote this musical needed a character who could do kind of an Annie Ross type vocalese performance, and she Googled, you know, young jazz singers, New York, and found me. I mean, it really, that was another thing. It just dropped out of the sky. So she had asked me to do this reading of her new musical, and I did, and, you know, it paid nothing, and it was a little festival, and I didn't think anything more of it. A friend of mine that I met doing that show sent me an email and said, listen, I saw this casting notice posted at Actors Equity. You have to go in and sing for this new Twyla Tharp show. And I said, well, look, I don't have an Equity card. I'm not an actor. I don't know how I could possibly do this. And he said, well, figure out a way. So I put together, you know, my resume, such as it was, and called a friend of mine who at the time was working in musical theater. And I said, listen, can I just put your name in this cover letter? I really want to try to get this audition. And he said, well, that's my show. I'm company managing that show. I'll get you the audition.
Mm.
And so he did. But I arrived and with Ehud, as a matter of fact, every road leads back to Ehud. So we arrived at this audition and we heard these women just belting out these kind of jazzy versions, but really it was a very musical theater kind of environment.
Right, right.
I turned to Ehud and I said, listen, man, I'm sorry. I'll buy you lunch. Like, clearly, I was misdirected. And we went in and we just did a couple of tunes, just there was zero nervousness and zero pressure because I knew that I was the wrong fit for it. And to my shock, they asked me to come back and sing for Twyla. But so, you know, the long story short, I got the gig and I was able to quit my restaurant job and I never looked back.
So singing with Sinatra, so to speak.
Right.
And his voice was disembodied from a live orchestra. In other words, it's not exactly records in that you hear his voice isolated
right.
from a live orchestra.
Right.
Was it difficult to sing in with those parameters?
Mm, it was unusual. It was unusual. It was a really interesting sort of negotiation, too, and I really have to credit Twyla, who just said, listen, I trust your judgment. That's why I hired you, so do what you want to do. But this
Great.
Walking this sort of tightrope of, okay, it's jazz. It has to feel right, but it's not really jazz because it's exactly the same every night. And I've got this live big band to my left, and I've got Frank Sinatra's recorded voice coming in. And, you know, so it was an interesting challenge, but, you know, they did a wonderful, wonderful job. It was a technical marvel that it worked at all, and it did work, and it worked beautifully. And, I mean, it was thrilling. It never stopped being thrilling. 6 nights a week for 6 months, every single night I was just pinching myself. I couldn't believe that was my job.
Did his voice seem different certain nights?
The energy can feel different from night to night. So overall, you know, what was really heavy is that even though we were just, you know, it was Sinatra's just voice being piped in, he still could swing a band.
Yeah.
I mean, he swung the band, even just a recording. It was pretty phenomenal.
Well, that's where he came from, of course.
Yeah.
That training
yeah.
was what informed everything that he did
yeah.
after.
Yeah.
And it's very difficult for someone to gain that experience now because mm-hmm. musically the world is so different.
Definitely, yeah.
And yet there are young writers who constantly come up and are expressing extraordinary things, beautiful souls. For example, you included a song by Nellie Mackay on The Great City, who
yes.
was an amazing talent, still,
yes.
still very young.
Very young, yeah.
And very worldly.
Yeah, she's one of my favorites. She's got this incredibly modern sensibility and a really deep understanding of jazz and harmony.
And very funny.
She's so funny. She's wonderful.
Let's hear it now. Our guest Hilary Gardner performing Manhattan Avenue from her CD The Great City with Ehud Asheri on piano.
Send a breeze, a pit bull's yelp, a tender squeeze, a cry for help. Make it now and make it fast. Such memories can never last. I long for the days, music and mayhem. Mama's a smiling friend in the scuzzy hue of the sunlight, Manhattan Avenue. Oh, Lionel, please watch o'er our door. The children tease, I beg for more. Peel and paint the ceiling spent. Ah, oh, ain't it great? Can't make the rent. I long for the days kittens are meowling, junkies are prowling deep in the jazzy hue of the streetlight, Manhattan Avenue. Child should share the same paradise. Oh, but dreams come true on Manhattan Avenue. Manhattan
You've been listening to the Song Travels podcast. To stream the full hour of this program, visit npr.org, and thank you for listening. I'm Michael Feinstein, host of Song Travels. To support the series, join the Friends of Song Travels. You can find more information on our Facebook page at facebook.com/songtravels.